The ship was not.
The exhibit was brought to Wausau's Woodson History Center by Art Beltrone, a military artifacts expert who stumbled upon it while touring a mothballed troop ship, the General Nelson M. Walker.
It blew me away. Everything was still in place. The bunks, the pillows, the sheets, and on the underside of the canvases were messages.
Messages from almost 60 years ago, each scrawled in felt-tip pen on the bottom of a narrow sleeping canvas by a soldier in the bunk below. Beltrone says the authors were working-class kids.
They were young kids. They were young Americans. Most of them were 18, 19.
The graffiti is startling. There are profane images of the late 60s, but there's also a complete sonnet by Shakespeare, the lyrics of the anti-war song Universal Soldier, sardonic jokes about death in combat, and appeals to patriotism. There's even a map of Stevens Point drawn by a homesick soldier.
Graffiti, when it's written, is the most honest expression of that person when he writes it.
Art Beltrone was able to save that graffiti and put it into a traveling exhibit called Marking Time, an exhibit viewed by dozens of men from the 2nd Squadron 1st Armored Cavalry who all sailed to Vietnam on the Walker and who just happened to be holding a reunion in Wisconsin.
The Walker, for all her dents and peeling paint, has always made a bunch of us feel like she was more of a mother.
Dennis Scott may love the Walker and the men who served on it, but he didn't love Vietnam.
The rains of the monsoons and the heat of the non-monsoons and cooking boa constrictors and rotten buffalo.
The graffiti images were published in the American Legion magazine, which was delivered to the Kansas home of Tom and Gayanne Faye.
I didn't even remember doing it. I evidently let out a
giant shout.
Gayanne was in the kitchen, so I really scared her.
Tom Faye saw the heart he had drawn with their names and the fateful date of their wedding, August 27th, 1966.
I got my draft notice August 26th at our rehearsal dinner. We were getting married the next day.
I was 22. His dad handed him the letter with a chuckle. Ha, ha, ha.
Tom Faye had forgotten the heart he drew, but he remembers the General Walker.
Hot, stinky, so bloody hot, water just ran off of you.
And he remembers what happened when he got to Vietnam.
Brand new lieutenant, had never driven a track before, and he wanted to drive it. He rolled it off the mountain, broke my back.
Jim Hardy was on the Walker in 1967 when it ran into Typhoon Violet, packing 145 mile per hour winds.
The waves were 90 foot up about and 90 foot down, so the ship would free fall 180 feet and slam onto the ocean and just vibrate like a gigantic sledgehammer hit it and just shake.
Hardy says the ship's restroom was filled with men on their knees. Some of them were even praying.
Praying to get to Vietnam. I heard troops say, please God, get me to Vietnam. I got a rifle and I got a chance.
But Jim Hardy says he too loved that ship.
It got us there. It was like an old friend. It wasn't a piece of metal.
Looking at the graffiti, Tom Faye and Dennis Scott mostly remember the men who wrote it.
The book, The Band of Brothers. I mean, that's what we are. We're closer than family.
We're friends, the best of friends. We love each other.
And they still love the General Nelson M. Walker. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.